The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Wednesday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 158. Gil Alexander, my little buddy Kelly Bidlin, everybody.
Hey, how we doing?
Oh, good day today. Major League Baseball, it's opening back. Night. At Oracle Park in San Francisco, or as we like to call it, or as we like to pronounce it in San Francisco, Pac Bell Park. That's how we pronounce O-R-A-C-L-E. Giants hosting the Yankees. Yankees a slight favorite. Max Fried, Logan Webb. Get to see if my Logan Webb most wins for the season bet gets off to a good start. Get some run support for the guy, for God's sakes. So baseball begins tonight, a standalone where there's only NIT games to really compete with. As the March Madness portion of things resumes tomorrow. Sweet 16, of course. We look forward to that. Paul Sporer on Major League Baseball. He gets his final word on the season today. Will Hill with all of his bets. We'll talk a little country club in Miami Open, Houston Open. Another 2-0 in tennis yesterday. Another winning day. I got three plays today, which we'll get into momentarily. We have a Tankapalooza play coming up. Yes, back in the Brain Dead Parlay coming up. Then a little later on, we're going to talk NFL draft. There's some props on positions.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go through what a few mock drafts have on these positions, see if there's any betting value based on what the experts think right now. And then I love this for Major League Baseball, back to baseball for a second, because we talk about every day here how many different ways there are to bet Major League Baseball. I have the bet on the Reds, most wins March, April. How about last team to lose a game? Let's do that one today.
Let's do it, man.
Last team to lose a game. Yeah. Oh, and a little later on, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Wishnev, 170 units strong, college hoops, joins us to talk Sweet 16 as well. You do okay yesterday, betting wise?
Yeah. Yeah. I had only Pelicans in action. That got home. I covered.
I would just like to say this before.
Yes, we Pelican.
Before? I see what you did.
I've been trying to start that for 2 years. I don't think it's catching on, Gil.
No, I don't think it is.
Maybe if you're in New Orleans, let me know. I don't think it's catching on.
Numbers game brought to you by ProfitX, proudly, I assume. I should ask before I assume. I have a pet peeve before I give all the tennis picks.
What you got?
The people, so now, you know, armored truck people in the real world, they take money in and out of banks.
Yeah,
out of banks, I should say. I understand, it's very sensitive, right? You can't, like, joke around. There's a kid, I had a buddy in college who joked around with one of them. They got a gun pulled on him. This is the middle of campus.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So I get it.
In the middle of campus? In the
middle of campus. Campus center. Got a gun pulled out because he was being stupid. So then, that's not my pet peeve. My pet peeve is the folks, the similar job in a casino, the folks who take the money out of the slot machines here at Circa. They think they are the most important human beings on earth. Kelly, agree?
Yeah, it's every casino in this town.
Oh, my God.
I don't really know how it works. Like, I have a feeling it's kind of like a third party's involved or something.
God forbid I want to get past you. Jeez.
Yeah, it's get out of their way. The money's being handled. You know what I don't get either?
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this before. My favorite part about the job, though,
yeah.
You know, the guys that take out the come little cash boxes, right? They're removing them. They all wear these really loose jumpsuits. And I'm like, why would you want the people handling your cash wearing a jumpsuit where you could, in theory, put cash in a lot of places?
It's cool, man. Jumpsuits.
I don't really get that.
All right. Yesterday, hit on Karolina Muhova. She wins in straight sets against, I should say, two tight sets, but straight sets nonetheless against Victoria Mboko. Sorry for those who followed the futures play from both Drew and Zach. I had a feeling with Muhova yesterday. She just has a beautiful game that can flummox someone like Mboko. That's what happened. Muhova moves on. We hit that one. And then easy peasy last night, straight sets on Francisco Cerúndolo over Hugo Humbert. So a 2-0 in tennis. That brings our tennis run to 16-5 with all the dogs thrown in there. That's a plus 13.56 unit run here in Miami.
In Fuego, man.
Which is, this is exactly how the hard courts went last year. There was a couple really janky weeks in between the Australian Open and Indian Wells. And then all of a sudden, the flourish when the data really manifested. Today, it's three. We are getting frisky with it today. Two on the men's side, one on the ladies' side. On the ladies' side, now this line was out over 24 hours ago, and I wasn't going to play it because it was a little teetering. But then the money just came pouring in on a Rybakina. I'm sorry. You cannot not. I believe that's a double negative.
Yeah.
Meaning you have to play Jessie Pegula at plus 180 today. Jessica Pegula plus 180, who has lost to Rybakina here the last few times they played, but they're always competitive. They go to breakers. I'm on Pegula today, plus 180. That's the early match on the ladies' side.
That was a solid Bidlin start to the breakdown. I like that. They had the I'm sorry, the double negative.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. It was great. Real solid. Yeah,
they're just parroting you. Yep. Tribute. So I prefer homage. On the men's side today, the big dog, Martin Landaluce, with the Castellano pronunciation. Landaluce, plus 212 versus Yuri Lehechka. Landaluce's hardcourt numbers are as good, if not better, than Lehechka's. Lehechka, the much more known name. But Landaluce has just been unbelievable. We had him as a big $2 plus dog before in this tournament. We'll do it again. Hoping he can keep it going. And then Tommy Paul tonight, the American, plus 111 versus Artur Fies, which should be a great matchup. So it's Pegula on the ladies' side. It's Landaluce and Tommy Paul on the men's side.
You're going down, Artie Phils. Oh,
and then there's going one down. More. And then there's one more. This one is not today. This one is tomorrow. The rare day before tennis play. I am on Muhova again versus Coco. Minus 111 on Muhova in a virtual coin flip.
Yeah. Every book I'm seeing out on my screen that has that up right now, it is minus 110 each time.
Yeah. So there you go. Three today, one tomorrow.
Oh, Yannick Sinner's he's a small favorite.
Yeah, he's tonight. a small favorite or a big foe.
Minus 5,000.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Is that really where Tiafoe's game's at right now? I feel like I've asked you six times about Tiafoe in the past 6 months.
Tiafoe's actually playing very well, but
15-1 just stands no chance.
Just think about how amazing tennis is. That dude is like a, you know, perennial top 20 player in the world, and he just cannot compete.
He's 15-1 in a match against Yannick Sinner.
And now think about if you tried playing Francis Tiafoe, or even just like a great high school player tried to play Francis Tiafoe.
1,000,000 to 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Professionals.
Tennis is one thing, and now we are. Well, I'm sorry.
Pros are good at sports.
They are good at sports. Well, but in tennis, it's this ridiculous, gain. Like, the greatest team in the NFL is not that much better than the 20th best team in the NFL, who's not that, you know, it's something else.
Oh yeah. It's the same thing, but it's the same golf thing, right? Where people scream at home, like, oh, I could have hit that shot. Yeah. It's like, go out there for 18 holes for 4 days and see how you do on this course against these guys.
Tennis is one thing. Tankapalooza, much more mixed results. What to wait for it this time? Thank you. I wonder if people think that that's built into the audio and they don't know that you're doing that live.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. You think I would make it in the metal scene back in the day?
What do you think about that? The crack intro? And then I just go.
Oh no.
I don't think people know that I do that live every time.
You have gotten so consistent with that, I think you're right. I would guess at least half the people think that's built in.
They pay me the middling bucks for. Ladies and gentlemen, Tankapalooza, Brain Dead Parlays, hasn't been going like 2018. We're 6-4 on these. Now the legs are 36-5. So the concept remains. So it's sort of like proof of concept, but not really making money for us. 1.04 units of the positive. I hope we've enjoyed that 1.04 units. It's a lot of work for 1.04 units. But Kelly Billy, tonight, we have a four-legger. You in this? You in this with me? Yes? No?
Not yet.
Not hearing a lot of enthusiasm.
Not yet.
No, not hearing a lot of it. Four-legger today, which pays a little less than 70 cents on the dollar. The four-leg NBA Brain Dead Parlay is the Lakers, Spurs, Nuggets, and Warriors. What could go wrong? Lakers are playing the Pacers. Spurs are playing the Grizzlies. Nuggets are playing the Mavs. And the Warriors are playing the Nets. Pays 69 cents, a little more than 69 cents on the dollar. No, 65 cents on the dollar. Pardon me. I don't want to lie. 65 cents on the dollar. Lakers, Spurs, Nuggets, Warriors. There you go.
Yeah, I think you could lock and load the Nuggets side right now, the Spurs side for sure. Lakers are just a little concerned about because of what the Pacers did the other night. It's the same sort of thing.
Yeah. They really didn't win two in a row.
And then, like, I mean, you've been saying it, so I know I don't have to tell you this, but oh boy, this Warriors team has been tough.
Oh, before we move off the NBA, can I just say this? Remember yesterday how I made a big deal over Victor Wembanyama talking about his belief that he ought to be the MVP?
Mm-hmm.
And remember yesterday when we went over the odds, it was sort of like fait accompli. We're like, look, it's 1,000. And what did I say to you? And I said, there's no way this reflects the actual numbers, right? In other words, Shea is probably the favorite, but there's no way he's minus 1,000. The next dude is like the only guy lower than 33-1 was Luka besides mm-hmm. that. Well, guess what? After Victor Wembanyama stumped for himself yesterday, look at this. Shea minus 800, Luka 10-1, Wembanyama 13-1. Those are the best odds you can get them at. In other words, it's more crunched up in some other shops. But those are the FanDuel numbers on Luka and Victor. 10-1 and 13-1. Jokic, though, it just makes no sense. Jokic goes the other direction.
Yeah.
So anyway, for what it's worth, FWIW, if you're typing it out, little tighter. And so the question I had asked you yesterday was, do you think Victor talking about himself will matter? Well, in the short term, it sure has.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Based on the betting market.
There is no, I'm not shocked at all to see the odds move. And yeah, we talked about, like, I think it will matter a little bit. And it never hurts your case to go on a post-game PowerPoint presentation about why you should be in this win this award.
You know what I think it does, though? I really do think it says to many of the voters, and by the way, the betting market is not the voters, right? It's the other thing. But I think it says to people, whether they're the voters or the bettors, it says, hey, by the way, this like gap here, this guy, you've already like decided it's Shea's. Why don't y'all wake up and sort of watch what I'm doing? And he goes, I'm the best defender out there. By the way, offense is not just scoring. By the way, we crush the Thunder. These are the main bullet points mm-hmm. of his PowerPoint presentation. True, true, and true. Coming back on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Brackets are for everyone. This is for bettors. The VSiN March Betting Challenge is still going. It's not too late to get in on the action. We're down to the Sweet 16, of course, in this round. You have to make 5 picks. Spreads or totals. There's still plenty of prizes still on the line, including one for the highest score from the Sweet 16. Onward. I always enjoy the word onward. And if you have a free Edge Boost account, every prize doubles. Head to VSiN.com/contest and get your picks in now. Speaking of that, numbers game entry, we've got to get together.
I was just thinking this, too. Yeah.
We got to get together.
When's
and make
the grand
picks.
Meeting happen?
We're two back of the VSiN show contest portion of this with our stellar, you ready for this? 15-15 record.
Yes. We got passed by Money Moves, right? Got tracked down JVT.
It's all very tight. VSiN primetime in the lead 17-13.
Okay.
As far as the VSiN shows are concerned. Before we get to Paul Sporer in baseball, I don't usually comment on stuff like this, but because I grew up where I grew up in D.C., ACC basketball, and then later Big East basketball, was just a way of life. And UNC and Duke, as far as the ACC rivalries are concerned, maybe the biggest rivalry in all of American sports, really, UNC-Duke. Hubert Davis will not return. This was reported yesterday. It was kind of, it was not a surprise, right? It's not a surprise, but Hubert Davis officially will not return as North Carolina's head coach. Let me translate that for you. He was fired. That from Pete Thamel and Jeff Borzello. He spent the last 5 years as the head coach of the Tar Heels, compiling a 125-54 record. UNC reached the national title game in his first year there. I just want to say a few things about this. One, if you listen to the last Megapod, the March Madness Megapod, Todd Wishnev's Hubert Davis story is one of the greats of all time.
Oh, God, I'll have to check that out.
It has to do with Todd was playing at a gym, and you know, it's winners stay on the court. Yeah. You lose, you're off the court. So Todd was really like, feed me the ball. And this guy on his team was like, all right, Carolina, because Todd was wearing Carolina shorts. All right, Carolina. And finally, like Todd, he was kept getting fed by this guy. And finally, they got off the court. And one of his teammates said, you know who you were saying that to feed you the ball? He was like, no, who was it? He goes, Hubert Davis. Hubert Davis played for the Knicks at the time, and Todd is like lambasting him to give him the ball. Anyway, Hubert Davis, which kind of like actually reflects Hubert Davis's great character there. He's like, okay, kid, here you go. Here's the ball. Yes, I'm a professional basketball player, but sure, you seem very very intent on getting the basketball here. So Hubert Davis, first year, they get all the way to the championship game. And you will remember, and this is for some North Carolina fans, I don't think all, but the Duke hating North Carolina fans, some people say besides the national championships for UNC, the two wins over Duke that year might be the biggest in Carolina history. They beat Coach K in the final game at Cameron, right? And they beat Duke in the semis, in the Final Four. So Hubert Davis will always have that. You can never take that away from him. But let's be honest, he's a guy who loves the institution, Christian guy. He took that job because he wanted to just go to this institution he loved and be the best molder of young minds that he could be. And in the end, the game changed. And I think if Caleb Wilson is still playing, he's not hurt, maybe we aren't having this conversation yet. Maybe if they lose in the Sweet 16, we are again next week. But the game kind of changed, and North Carolina just figured, you know, if we're ever going to compete at the level, because it's not enough for Carolina to get to the tournament, right? They got to compete for the title. And so they're moving on, because Hubert Davis's biggest thing was he was resistant to having a GM. And that ain't college sports anymore.
Yeah.
So great dude. Not sure, you know, you win 70% of your games and you get to a final. It's what did he do that was really wrong, except for, hey, man, you got bounced in the first round a couple years in a row, and that just doesn't fly in Chapel Hill. So
there was one tweet that caught my eye on this yesterday, Gil, because I've been wondering about this guy and the job that he's had for a long time now. This is from Joe Crowley, reporting yesterday that there is growing momentum that Billy Donovan could be leaving the Bulls at the end of the season.
That's the name being bantied about the most to replace. They're definitely going out of house, let's put it that way, for an institution that always went in-house.
He is the short shot at Cal State right now, plus 450.
Yeah, if you weren't in Nevada, well, you can bet it.
Dude.
You can bet it next week.
Don't even get me started.
Just wait 10 days. You'll be fine. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Sporer joins us because, again, a numbers investigation found out that the baseball season begins tonight at Oracle Park in San Francisco, the Giants and the Yankees. Logan Webb, Max Fried. Paul joins us now from Austin, Texas, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. You can follow him on Twitter at Sporer, S-P-O-R-E-R. Of course, FanGraphs, his main gig. Sleeper in the Bus is the podcast. Paul, good morning. Happy opening day, or opening night, I should say.
Good morning. It is indeed opening night on Netflix for some reason.
2026.
Is your Netflix account ready to go? Is it okay? Can you get on there?
Sadly, just for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the idiot who keeps all of them for the one or five games to watch. It's disgusting, dude. It's so bad.
This is the tennis equivalent. You know, people do for the Australian Open. People get ESPN Plus and then they just bounce right out of it afterwards. Same thing.
Oh, between Cox and the streaming services, they are just stealing money from me every day. Yeah.
Let's start with tonight.
I mean, so much worse than cable used to be. No. I go on a rant way too long about it. Let's go.
Dude, totally. Yeah. I miss it so much just to have it right. Anyway, Yankees minus 118 tonight with the total at 7. Any thoughts on the bet here?
I mean, I like Webb as a live dog on an opening day. Obviously, we don't know how anyone's necessarily looking. You can see him in spring, but once turn the lights on for real, it's different. Yeah, I mean, I think if I'm going anywhere on that, it is Giants. Obviously, it's just so wide open right now. You don't have great leans one way or the other, but give me a legit ace going against another one. By the way, I love Max Fried, but give me a legit ace at home there if I'm going to make a play on tonight for sure.
Do you like or dislike my Logan Webb most wins in Major League Baseball bet at 15-1 this year?
I've got no problems with that, right? Because he is a true workhorse ace that is seen as somebody who's ready to go, you know, 7 every night. I know that's not like old school where you go 9 every time, but like in today's game, somebody who sets out with like 7 as kind of the baseline the way he does, that's huge, you know, and he's always getting past that fifth pretty consistently outside of maybe a handful of starts each year when everyone gets bombed out. So that puts Webb in position all the time. It's a pretty competent offense. You know, they got some star talent too. It's not just kind of like decent guys up and down. And, you know, the bullpen is all right. I don't know about the bridge to Walker, but I kind of believe in Ryan Walker's mechanical change that's hopefully got him back to pre-25 levels. So that should be able to close out the win. So I really don't mind that for Webb. If you're going to go off the board from like the obvious guys, he's absolutely someone to go toward.
Yeah, for those who are like, is that just a homer pick for me? No, 2023, what has plagued Logan Webb is this unbelievable lack of run support through the years. Worst run support in all of Major League Baseball in 2023, 24th worst in 2024, 40th worst in 2025 overall of Major League Baseball among qualified starters. And with each of that incremental drop or incremental increase, I should say, in run support, if you will, his wins have ticked up correspondingly. Mm-hmm. And so you're just sort of betting on, can this be a year where he actually gets some decent run support? So that's really the bet. What about, let's just sort of get the broad headline from you. At the end of the baseball season, what's going to be the headline or headlines that here as we sit here on March 25th, opening night day, if you will, we would just be startled by?
Boy, that's a good one, because I don't really know, because I think ABS is going to be huge, but people are expecting that, right? The automated balls and strike system. So I think that's going to be something that is pretty game changing. But again, I think that's more expected. I don't know, because I don't have like a ton of upset playoff teams either. I don't have it like full chalk, but I think, you know, we'll see some teams rise up. Like, I don't have the Yankees winning the division. I got the Red Sox, so that's not going to go crazy. And so I don't know there's going to be one over. There's going to be players who do it, but figuring out who, you know, is the George Springer of this year, a guy in his mid-30s who looks kind of like he's in the descent, comes out and has an MVP-type season, I don't exactly know who that's going to be. So I'm not exactly sure what's going to revolutionize things. Like I said, I keep coming back to the ABS, but we are expecting that to make a difference. If you are on the fence about how big that's going to be, I think it's going to be massive, though.
Who are your six teams in both the American League and National League to make the playoffs?
Mariners, Tigers, Red Sox winning the divisions with Yankees, Orioles, and Astros wild cards.
Okay.
And then Dodgers, Cubs, Phillies, Mets, Padres, Pirates. That's probably my big, that's my big sneak one there.
Yep. Okay.
Pirates.
Wow. Okay. So
yeah.
Interesting. So in the East, you had the Mets and the Phillies, but nobody else, no Braves in there.
No, okay. They're so cooked.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's just so hard. They just keep getting a body blow every day. It's already just like last year with the injuries. Now Strider's on the IL. They lost Schwellenbach. They lost their backup. You know, Jose Suarez is in the rotation right now. I like Didier Fuentes a lot, and he did make the team, young 21-year-old upstart, but he's like their next guy up right now. They have no depth on the pitching side. They still have a lot of offensive talent, but I just don't think they got enough juice. I like Miami better than Atlanta.
Interesting. And you went Cubs, and the other playoff team from the Central was the Pirates, not the Brewers. Wow.
Yeah.
When will we learn, Paul, about the Brewers? This always seems to happen.
They're really good, and yeah, they're going to make the playoffs, but I want to get a little cute one going with Pirates.
I like it. It's adorable. We'll come back more with Paul Spohr, Major League Baseball. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Baseball season is here, and the tournament rolls on. Give yourself the edge this tournament season and beyond with VSiN's Hoops Mania Special. Get VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $29.99. With VSiN Pro, you'll get daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, and matchup analysis, plus 24/7 video and show replays on the VSiN Watch app. You also get our all-new MLB betting guide. Adam Burke and crew did a great job with this. Jensen Lewis, the two of them together, really great guide with team previews, awards analysis, and expert insight from the VSiN Pro team. So whether you're betting hoops or baseball, VSiN has you covered. That's the point of all that. Sign up now at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. We get tweets beating the book. This is from Chance Copperpot, who says, I DM'd you about this, Kelly, a while back. No way OKC wins the chip and they'll bring back our supersonics. I'm going to be worthless at the baking factory today, guys. Is it okay today to cry at work?
That's awesome.
If I'm the boss?
Chance is such a great example of a great fan, right? Yeah. And it's been Seattle with him from day one. I know he works in a bakery, and he's just celebrating.
I am so happy for people in Seattle. I really am.
Okay.
I can't imagine. Like, I went through the Daniel Snyder thing, 25 years of having your team held hostage. That was that was just joyous when it was over. Because I thought it was a lifetime sentence. We all did. But to have your team removed, a la, you know, Baltimore Colts, a la Cleveland Browns, right? That kind of thing. So good on you, Seattle Supersonics St. fans.
Louis Rams. The one I heard yesterday, love this idea. I don't know how Chance feels about another Seattle people. I love the idea, though. Of what if Kevin Durant, his farewell tour, was it one last year in Seattle?
One last year.
That would be pretty cool.
Seeing him in that Sonics uniform is always like, oh, wow. Forgot about that. Minky Monkey Man, world-class radio pod transition from Gil. First world problems. Let's go country clubbing. Best in the business with staying on ANG brand. The bougiest show you can find, that's for sure. John Blum, I'd love to read your tweet, but I don't think I can. Let's just put it this way. It has to do with your Cox cable bill.
Oh, okay.
Johnny Wanderer. He says, I highly recommend the IPTV to all soccer fans in the UK. Full Sky Sports, Premier League, League One, La Liga. No buffering. IPTV, Kelly, if you want the hack. Spence, new Las Vegas NBA team. Name should be Las Vegas Degenerates, he says. James Fessler, once the NBA officially announces the LeBron James ownership group getting the 2028-29 Las Vegas team, there will be zero issues getting celebrity courtside participation. Next year's retirement tour going to double as a player scouting opportunity.
I believe LeBron is out of it.
Yeah, I think so. William Wagers, the Kings should just get out of Sacramento and move to Vegas. Solves the team name issue, and lighting the beam just feels like it belongs in Vegas. Yeah, it does. We light the beam at the Luxor every night here.
Yeah.
And on with the tweets. We'll get to more. Will Hill, kind enough to join us for a second segment, at not the Will Hill on Twitter. Two E's on the B. Willie, what are you more excited for, baseball tonight or the Sweet 16 tomorrow?
The Sweet 16, baseball still feels a little bit early. I think we're all just conditioned to like be excited for certain things, certain times of the year. And to me, it's still college basketball. I love having baseball back, and the fact that it's back every day is great. It's just, it feels a little early, but Sweet 16, not by a lot, but Sweet 16 would be the answer.
All right. Rather than go game by game, well, I mean, you have bets on six of these eight. Let's start with in no particular order. Well, I'll just do them as we see them on the screen here. You've got Arizona laying 7.5 versus Arkansas. You're not buying into the Razorbacks love here.
No, and this would be my favorite, I believe, of the Sweet 16 matchups, although there's some other ones I really like here. But I just think Arkansas wants to play Arizona's game, and Arizona just plays it better. And this has been a bit of a hurdle here for Arizona and Tommy Lloyd. But I think a lot of the hesitation to really trust Arizona has just been past discretions where, you know, they lost to Princeton and they had some trip ups in this round before. I think they're really good. And again, I just think from a matchup standpoint, Arkansas wants to run. They want to play at the rim. They want to go, go, go. Arizona does that and does that better. And I think people are getting a little bit colored here on Arkansas with their recent success, but the schedule's been pretty easy. They drew Ole Miss in the conference tournament. That game went to overtime. They drew Oklahoma. And, you know, you look back, it wasn't that long ago they played Florida at the end of the regular season. And that, to me, is a pretty apt comparison for what they're going to see in Arizona. And Florida beat them like a drum. Florida beat them by about 45 points. So I think Arizona here, this is actually a little cheap here, laying the 7.5. I think Arizona rolls.
Brief aside before we continue your picks, Darius Acuff Jr., a lot of people stumping for him. Hey, you got to make the bet on him being the number one pick in the draft. Who would you draft? You're an NBA GM. Let's say you had needs everywhere. Who's your guy?
Oof. I guess DeBonza, but man, you could always do the cop out. Oh, it depends what my team is, what we need. All of these teams need everything because it's Nets, the Kings, it's the Wizards.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind Boozer. I guess I'd go with DeBonza, but boy, I don't think you can go wrong here. And I've heard those reports too, that the Kings are enamored with Darius Acuff. I don't know Darius Acuff personally, but I would not wish that upon anyone that the Kings are enamored with him. Man, that would just, that, you know, that would not work out.
AJ DeBonza, by the way, minus 125 to go number one. Darren Peterson, despite his performance the other day, plus 160 still to go number one. Cam Boozer 5-1. Acuff Jr. still at 125-1. Caleb Wilson even further out at 150-1. All right, back to your plays. Let's go to the next one. Texas and Purdue. What did you do with this?
I like Texas plus 7.5 here. I think this game will be probably played at a slow pace here, which is why I liked Miami the other day. I thought Miami would keep it close, and getting 8.5, which is a good number, a 4-point game with 50 seconds left or 50 something seconds left. Thought I was in good shape there. I was not in good shape. It took a confluence of events to get Purdue to the window, but I'm going back with fading Purdue. I just think Texas, they'll play slow. They really get to the foul line at a high rate here. Miller's an underrated, a good tournament coach here. 7.5 is a lot of points. I know Purdue has been good on these neutral courts here, but I think the 7.5 to me, that's the key number too, because at 7, you might sub foul and you get the full third possession or a third possession. So I'm taking the points here with Texas.
Texas, Purdue, and Arkansas, Arizona, both tomorrow night. Also tomorrow, Iowa and Nebraska, with Nebraska 1.5-point favorite. This is the most closely lined of all the games. And this is the lowest total of all the games.
Yeah, I have a food coma just looking at this game, thinking about Black Friday, usually watching these teams play in college football. I talked about this with you Sunday night into Monday when this line came out. I thought under 134, under 134.5 was just too high. I'm seeing DraftKings now at 131, 131.5. I don't love getting 3 points, the worst the number if you're playing it now. But directionally, I still think this is an under. I know both teams will shoot a lot of threes, which is dangerous for an under, but you're playing in the Rockets arena there. That's an NBA arena that might affect the sight lines. Both teams play super slow. These teams played twice already. One of the games was 57-52. The other game went way over this total, but that game went to overtime, and that was a game where both teams hit double-digit threes and both shot 37% from three. So ugly, kind of low scoring. I think the winner gets the 60, even though it's moved a little bit. I would still look towards the under there, Iowa, Nebraska. I was hoping to get Iowa plus some points, but at 1.5, I just feel like Iowa's kind of the flavor of the week here. I'm probably going to pass on the side.
Okay. And you're also passing on the Illinois-Houston game tomorrow night. Let's go to Friday. Michigan State and UConn in D.C. with the Huskies, your Huskies, I guess, regionally anyway, favored by 1.5.
Yeah, and it's amazing. UConn and Michigan State, as much as these teams have been around the tournament the last 25, 30 years, they really haven't played much in the tournament. They had the one Elite Eight game back in 2014. But other than that, they've somehow avoided each other for the most part, which is interesting. I like UConn. I just think they have a different gear in the tournament, a different gear once they get out of conference play. I know they're hard to trust. I know it's, you know, what version of UConn are you getting? But betting on Hurley when all you have to do is basically win the game, I think is a good bet here. So I think they get it done. I think their offense for teams that don't see them very often is still very hard to prepare for. So I will advance the Huskies. And it's interesting. I bet them 15-1 before the season to win it all. Here they are in the Sweet 16, and you could almost get double that number. There's like 25, 26 to one out there. So if you just had nothing right now and you had a free bet to use, there's worse ways to use it than UConn 25-26-1.
I'm the same way. I have a 16-1, same boat. Winner of that game, of course, plays the winner of the Duke St. John's game, famously. Duke favored by a touchdown, total 142.
I'm with everybody else here. I can't find one person that likes Duke. All of us that were betting against St. John's last week with Northern Iowa, we're all jumping on the bandwagon here, taking St. John's, but I think it's the right side. Give me Pitino with all that prep time, with all those points. Dylan Mitchell, I think, can guard Boozer one-on-one, which makes everyone else just a little bit ordinary here. I don't buy this idea that Caleb Foster is going to play or be at 100%. I think St. John's keeps it close. I would not be surprised if they pulled the upset. I'm a little worried that everybody in the world seems to be on it.
Yeah.
But I'm not laying the points here. Give me St. John's plus the points.
And then finally, late night in the Midwest, Tennessee and Iowa State. Cyclones favored by 4.5, total 138.5.
Yeah, I like Tennessee. I think they can hang here. Elite rebounding team, elite offensive rebounding team. And if this game plays according to spread, remember, Iowa State's a terrible free throw shooting team. Might be hard for them to salt the game away. So I think Tennessee hangs around and covers the 4.5.
Willie, always great seeing you, man. Baseball, Sweet 16. It's kind of awesome.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Will Hill, everybody. At Not The Will Hill, Shoulda Bet More is the name of his podcast. He does it 3 times a week. I think Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I think he's pretty sacred on that. Coming back, NFL draft next.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers Game brought to you by ProfitX. If you're not on ProfitX yet, now's the time. Sign up by April 6th. Purchase at least $25, get a free $25. Then jump into their King of March contest.
Again, you can win free trips worth up to $5,000 or even $10,000. Just use the code VSINMM, as in March Madness. Make your first purchase, then learn about the contest on their homepage and start playing. No entry fee required. Hit $1,000 in volume, you're entered for the $5,000 trip. $10,000, you're in for the $10,000 trip. It's that easy. Win 10 picks, hit the volume. Every additional 10 wins gets you another entry. You follow that? Very easy. Download ProfitX, use code VSINMM, make your first purchase, and take your shot at becoming the king of March. Only at ProfitX. We get tweets, we get texts. Joe Sheehan, who's going to be on the show tomorrow, talk baseball with us.
Yes, he will be.
How about that? Joe Sheehan from the Joe Sheehan newsletter. He says, catching up on the show, he says, from yesterday, says the NIT scheduling drove me nuts. And I think it is entirely about ESPN going in on the women's tournament. The slots that used to go to the NIT go to them. Brutal scheduling.
Joe Sheehan, by the way, for anybody who has been a longtime reader of his newsletter, Baseball Daily newsletter, starting a gaming newsletter this year with bets.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. I just started it up here, I believe, last week. So, yeah, I've caught a couple of them. Cody, great stuff.
Cody Betts Football. Cody Holloway says, still miss my Atlanta Thrashers. What league was that?
The NHL, right?
NHL, right. Was it?
Yeah.
What happened to the Atlanta Flames? Atlanta Thrashers? That wasn't the NHL, was it?
Yeah. 99 to 2011.
Oh, God, I don't even remember that. I'm an Atlanta Flames guy that went to Calgary. You know who played for the Atlanta Flames? Jim Craig, 1980 goaltender.
Really?
Luke Riley. DraftKings also has monthly over-unders for everybody and most wins in each division by April 30th. They got those, too. And Steve the Proxy, I use an IPTV for certain sports like blacked out MLB games. Cost of vision, absolutely. Biggest issue, your minimum of 3 to 4 pitches behind. Oh, no. So Twitter already told me who hit the home run. I've watched the replay on my phone and 1 to 2 pitches later it airs on my TV. Brutal for in-play wagering. Yeah, you don't want that. And Chance Copperpot, you mentioned your St. Louis friend about never watching the NFL again. I didn't watch the NBA for a decade because of how we were treated as fans and how underhanded David Stern was in the process of the Sonics leaving. I needed to learn new rules. Sonics, you're getting your team back. Or Seattle, you're getting your team back.
The Thrashers became the Winnipeg Jets, which feels a little bit more appropriate.
Thrashers became the Winnipeg Jets. The second iteration of the Jets, if I'm not mistaken. Yes?
No? Yes. Think so. Man, you are really testing my hockey history knowledge here, okay?
And by testing his knowledge, I mean he's Googling away. Googling away.
No, I think you're right. I'm answering, think I'm right. I think you're right before I Google.
That's correct. You're on record. Ladies and gentlemen, he's already annoyed because I read tweets during his segment. He is a big-time figure in the industry. It's Todd Wishnev, star of Wishnev Wednesdays from Pittsburgh, PA, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Toddy, good morning to you.
I was hoping we could do 5 minutes on where the Quebec Nordiques are.
Maybe we will.
Where in the world?
Now that you mention it. Maybe we will. Are you a big
also, Billiken, did you know that, I don't know what this whole Gillikin thing is that they're doing on the Discord now, but do you know what a Billikin is?
Oh, you already, did you ever look at Gillikin? No, we haven't showed it. This is the St. Louis Billikin, but
a Billikin is a good luck, a mythical good luck figure invented in 1908 by Missouri art teacher Florence Pretz, designed to represent things as they ought to be. It is known for its mischievous smile, pointed head, and chubby belly. Fitting.
Check.
And
it tracks.
Is most famous as the mascot for St. Louis University. So there you go, on the Billikin or the Gillikin.
There you go. There's my pointed head right here. There it is. From
this is
from
great.
Triple X Achilles Triple X. That's the Billikin as the Gillikin.
That is well done.
Well done.
Look at the scruff, the beard scruff. That's awesome.
Way to go, ChatGPT, courtesy of Triple X Achilles Triple X, pointing in the right direction. Nothing better than the Wishnev Wednesdays logo.
You know what? I learned that Billikin thing this year too, Todd, and I randomly, Todd's like the seventh person I've heard read it now, too. And like, and bravo on St. Louis. It's an awesome nickname. Just made one up, basically.
Todd, the biggest thing.
And a few moments on the Muskegon Lumberjacks, the minor league hockey team for the Pittsburgh Penguins for many years. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Todd, baseball season starts tonight. Are you going to do a Discord on that, or do you not do a Discord on baseball?
Well, being as I've been losing in baseball the last couple of years, I'm not sure that I'll be giving out my baseball picks unless they want them. Although I was just, it's interesting that you said that because I was just playing around with Cauchy and with Novig to see what the differences in the lines are in baseball versus, you know, what we've been used to now that they've taken away the dime line. They've taken away all the, you know, they've made ridiculous you know, splits in this baseball nonsense. So, you know, maybe, you know, when the lines are minus 119 plus 115, maybe I can win at baseball. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. College basketball. I just want to point this out, too, because I'm sure this wasn't lost on you. Todd has a plus 170 unit baseball season. Excuse me, college basketball season.
180.
180.
Let's get it correct.
Pardon me. Gilligan. He's a big deal in the industry. Yeah. Todd Wishnev, plus 180 in college basketball. And yet, we did our brackets, right, on the Megapod, and it was just such a lesson in how different real betting is versus just doing some bracket, because you got crushed on the bracket, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a bracket, you know, you're not expected to get the bracket, right? I mean, Wisconsin got knocked off, you know, yep. If they survive that game, maybe they still are going. I mean, I did know that whoever was winning NC State, Texas was going to beat BYU, was going to beat Gonzaga. So that did happen. Yes. It just was the wrong team. So, you know, you got to have some luck in the bracket thing. You know, it's not just like betting, you know, first half over. It's very, very much more luck involved. Obviously.
He knew what was going to happen, Kelly. It was just the wrong team. So if you
my whole point of that was I wanted to bet against those teams in the bracket, and I didn't really have an opinion on NC State, Texas. So I just picked NC State. This is wrong.
It's just a joke, Todd. Just a joke. So if we
you
if
can
we
make jokes,
if we fill out the bracket,
your listeners don't understand them.
Yes, my listeners understand, believe me. All right, round of 16, Sweet 16. Who do you believe now, as we look at the bracket as currently constituted, who do you think gets to the Final Four championship game and wins it?
I mean, it's just so hard. I mean, you guys, it just is unbelievably hard. I mean, look, Arkansas is live, in my opinion. You got Tommy Lloyd as the coach of Arizona. We know his track record is to somehow find a way to mess it up. And this Acuff is really amazing. Now, look, Arizona is unbelievable. So, you know, who knows? I would think if you want like kind of a long shot team, Arkansas looks good to me with the best guard in the tournament. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if Texas beat Purdue. You know, Purdue had Fletcher Lawyer making every three-pointer in the last game. Is that going to happen every game? I don't know. You know, Michigan, Alabama, I hate Alabama, but if Alabama makes their threes, they can beat any team in the tournament. That's what's so crazy. If they make their threes, you know, Michigan, obviously a gigantic team. I don't think Iowa State has enough or Tennessee has enough. On the other side, Michigan State, UConn, it's kind of like a mirror. Two amazing coaches, two teams that are going to defend. To me, St. John's looks like the most obvious pick tonight, but that's bad because I don't like obvious when it's, you know, that. What are they still getting, +6.5 or something? You know, Duke has struggled. I don't think Duke's going to make it, to be honest. I don't know who's going to take them out, but they do not look very strong to me. Iowa, Nebraska, I don't know, flip a coin there. And Illinois, Houston going to be very interesting because Houston is not Houston like usual. I've said this a number of times. Usually, look, they still have a great defense, but it's not to the level of, you know, the past Houston teams. So Illinois with all that talent could take out. But, you know, Illinois is the kind of team, it's kind of almost like Arizona Light. They're the kind of team that could just lay a big egg and go by, you know. So, boy, you know, I know everyone's like, oh, it's all chalk. Yeah, it is all chalk. But once you get down here, it's a real crapshoot.
Is there, I know you're an in-game guy and you're not one to do pre-flop. Is there a spread or a total though pre-flop that did catch your eye at any of these games? Let's Thursday.
I mean, I did like St. John. Yeah. I liked St. John's, but it just seems so obvious to me. Everybody, you know, to bet St. John.
Everybody loves St. John's.
I don't like when everybody likes St. John's. That scares the hell out of me. You know, Texas maybe first half against Purdue would kind of interest me maybe a little bit. You know, first half there, you know, I don't want these full game numbers because, you know, what happens if you play Texas, they hang in the entire game, then they're down four late and then the fouls start and they lose the spread. So I'd much rather take them first half than, you know, full game. otherwise, I don't know. Iowa State -4 sounds a little bit high. Just a little bit high there. Tennessee's not that bad. 4 points. That sounds like a lot.
I agree with all. What could possibly go wrong, Dottie? What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll all go wrong. It could all go wrong. You know, that's why I like to bet it in game.
I'm playing parlay in tennis. Give us the line today. What's the line?
Like on the first set?
Just the match itself.
Oh, the match itself. I put you at -235.
There it is. Todd Wishnev. Wishnev Wednesdays. Thank you, Toddy.
Appreciate it. Kalshi, they have you on Kalshi, you're -220.
At T Wishnev. Coming back.